This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hello, Angie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you gentlemen this afternoon?
We're lovely, man. Just enjoying the beautiful weather we're having.
Isn't this great?
It is. It is. Really everywhere. Is. Everything I read.
I'm sure we need Washington one thing. We need more rain.
Yes. Everywhere in Western Washington State is loving this.
Oh, yeah. So as far as being sick, this last year, I started off in the hospital in April, had to have my gallbladder out. They screwed it up, and it came unclipped, the bile duct, so I had bile leaking into my abdomen, which turned around and put me into sepsis.
Jeez. Did they have to cut you? Did they have to cut you head to toe and take all your organs out and wash them off with saline?
You know, I kind of wonder sometimes if that's what they did.
Okay. Well, I have a family member that had the same situation, got a stomach nicked in surgery on the way out, and they closed his ass up, and from the neck down to the pubic area, they opened him up, they took every organ he had out, threw it on the table, hosed it off with a saline solution, and then tried to put it back the best you can, you know?
Where does this one go again?
Right, exactly. Put it down there, see what happens.
It's like putting together IKEA shelves. All right, we got one more screw, man.
Where did this go?
By the way, what does the gallbladder do? So again, you know, we've covered the liver. We got the pancreas. We figured out the appendix, but the gallbladder, and again, you don't want anything to go wrong, but I'm not exactly sure what it is doing.
I believe it creates bile.
Okay, that's specific. Yeah. Okay, that's its job. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, and it kind of, so when you eat a lot of fatty foods, it kind of takes that fat and pushes it through and then into the liver to be worked through your system. And so you can get stones in your gallbladder just like kidney stones.
Okay.
And they can clog the bile duct line and all of that. And that's basically what happened to me.
What was your symptom? What was your tip off that something was going wrong?
So I woke up, I felt like I had to throw up. And I kept trying and trying and I couldn't throw up. I was just dry heaving. And my husband's like, all right, we're going to go to the hospital. And I'm like, okay. So he was getting ready. I was trying to throw up. I went and sat down on the couch, and he's like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, yeah, no, just call 911. So 911 shows up. I barely remember anything that they did. I don't remember anything from the hospital, but I guess they did an MRI, which, again, don't remember that. They took my gallbladder out the next day, which was a Sunday, and then I still didn't remember anything until the following Friday.
Wow.
Damn.
And, you know who it sucks for? Yeah. It doesn't suck for you. It sucks for the family members. I can tell you, right, I'd almost rather be sick and be in there and in the bed because I've been in the hospital numerous times with family. And I'm telling you what, trying to sleep in a chair, it's horrible. I mean, you don't want to leave. There's nowhere you can go. You want to be there all the time. You're kind of wandering around the hospital, but there's no comfortable place to be. You know, like, it sucks. I mean, and if you live in the area, obviously, you could go home and go to bed, but you don't want to leave your family member there overnight or any time where, you know, you're not available to help them.
My husband didn't have a problem going home at night.
Yeah, because he's married to you.
Yeah, exactly.
We get that. We're saying someone that you always care about, you know, like a sibling or a parent. It's right. It'll be fine. So, okay, what do they do with your gallbladder? If they take it out, is it one of those things you can live without?
Yes.
So how many organs have in our body that we don't necessarily need, right? The gallbladder, the appendix, tonsils.
Molars.
A kidney. Spleen. Right.
That's all I know of.
Well, Dick Cheney lived without a heart for, 20 years?
Yeah, they put whatever the hell they put in.
It was like a plastic thing. Or maybe they didn't have anything. They might have just bypassed the entire thing with a pump or something.
Yeah, it was a weird thing, man.
Yeah.
So did you learn everything you know about a gallbladder after this happened?
Yes.
Okay.
I sure did. Yep. And I found out that my insurance company, I was there for 8 days, and my bill was $165,000. And my insurance company, they must have gone in and kind of chewed some butt. Because gallbladder removal is technically an outpatient surgery.
What?
And they decided to keep me overnight because of my other health issues. And then they told my husband it's a good thing they kept me because I would have died the next day.
Wow.
Oof. Because I had gone into sepsis. So, yeah, I learned a lot about it. A lot.
And now you don't have one.
Now I don't have one.
You got the rest of your body parts, or is anything? Do you still have your tonsils, anything like that?
No, my tonsils are gone. My uterus is gone.
Who'd you give that to?
Everything else.
What's that? A uterus donation?
Yeah. Whoever, they wouldn't want mine.
Why did you have your uterus removed? Like tonsils, we understand. Gallbladder. What was so rested up with your uterus?
Nobody wants that.
And it's like you don't want this.
Oh yeah, female monthly thing was constant.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What percentage of people does that, what percentage of women does that affect?
You know, I think it's higher than what people think.
Really?
There's a PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, that a lot of women actually have that can cause issues with all the female stuff.
All right. Okay. That's crazy.
Damn, man. All these body parts, we can live with them. Yeah. You know, someone made a good comment on YouTube. I liked their thinking. They said, look, we have all these redundant organs, right? So you have two lungs, you have two kidneys, blah, blah, blah. It would be cool if we just used one, right? Your body naturally
uses
one. And
then you got a spare.
Right. And then if something goes wrong with the one you're using, like, it can just start using the other lung or the other kidney or whatever the case is. And I'm like, see, man, you should have designed people. Mm-hmm. That's a guy who's thinking.
It's actually not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying. If you designed a person, I said, well, why do we have two of these freaking kidneys?
You just have a switch.
If they only need
one.
Yeah. You know, this is the guy who said, oh, sir, I got it.
I'm going to use my left testicle today.
It's our backup. Yeah. Right. And I go like, you know what? Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Have it in place.
Just don't have all the lights on all the time.
You know, and I guess that's his point. Like, we just have all the lights on in all the rooms. We're not in those rooms. We just have the lights on. We're going to pay all these bills. Come on, man. Just use one at a time.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, about 6 years ago, I thought it was heroin withdrawals up until about 3 months ago. Now I think it's alcohol.
Is that because you've kicked heroin and are still having withdrawals or what?
Yeah, well, I kicked heroin 6 years ago. I have 6 years clean right now. And that last time that I did it, when I had about 5 or 6 days afterwards of withdrawals, I thought that was the worst pain that I had ever been in, like the flu times eight.
That's what I've heard from anyone that's kicked heroin or has tried to kick heroin. That is the one thing I hear all the time.
So are you going through alcohol withdrawals right now?
No. I just came out of the hospital about like 4 months ago from alcohol. Same similar incidents with that lady with the pancreatitis, but I was basically, I had so much alcohol in my system for so long, and eventually I was just kind of not eating, not drinking as much as I should have been water-wise, and eventually I was just puking up every day in the morning until I had a couple of drinks. Then, once I had a couple of drinks, I felt fine. But then, after like probably the 3 years that I had been drinking like heavy, it turned into one time I threw up blood instead of just throwing up in the morning.
And that's what
I knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good on you for kicking heroin. Because I've heard like that the biggest problem with people trying to kick heroin, like he said, withdrawals are so severe that shooting heroin is pretty much the only thing that makes you feel better.
Yeah. Well, and he's right, too. I mean, alcohol withdrawals, if you're drinking that much, are brutal.
What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.